Eastman Kodak is suing Sony over patent infringement. The suit alleges Sony violated Kodak patents related to digital photography. The two companies are among the leaders in sales of digital cameras, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The patents cover systems Kodak says it pioneered to compress and store digital images, technology that 10 years ago was far too expensive for the average photographer, but today can be found in cameras costing just a few $100. Greg Aharonian publishes Internet Patent News.
This is going to be a real interesting case. A lot of the early digital cameras were manufactured by Kodak. At the same time, you know, one of the early digital cameras was something called the Mavicam from Sony. So it's going to come down to a very fun, you know, kind of history of technology question.
The suit filed earlier this week in federal court underlines the intensifying competition in digital photography. Kodak, which claims to have built the first digital camera back in 1976, has worked out licensing deals with at least 10 other digital camera makers, including Sanyo and Olympus. Sony is said to be the lone holdout, and it sells more digital cameras than anyone else. Jeff Pittsburgh is an independent analyst who covers both companies. He says it appears Kodak's management is now moving aggressively to regain lost ground in the digital arena.
Mandate from the chairman basically is to really get this particular area hopping, because that's the future. His back is to the wall. I think it's got to work. So that may very well be the reason why their patience ran out when it came to these patents as well.
But while Kodak may have much to gain, the lawsuit against Sony can also be seen as a big gamble. Lawrence Madison is a professor at the University of Rochester and a former vice president at Eastman Kodak.
Who knows how the lawsuit's going to come out? I've had some experience in my career with patent lawsuits, and I'll tell you, it's about as predictable as going to the casino.
And the company faces other risks. If it loses, it may find that its licensing agreements with other manufacturers will be called into question. Sony, for its part, has denied the allegations, maintaining it has not violated any of Kodak's patents and will vigorously defend itself against the charges. Patent expert Greg Aharonian says he wouldn't want to wager on the outcome of the case, but says whatever happens, it's likely to be interesting.
On one hand, it'd probably bet in favor of Kodak in this case. But on the other hand, I mean, you know, they were negotiating for many years, and Sony ended up saying no. So it must feel it has a good counterargument. So it's going to be a fun case to watch. This is going to be the patent system at its best here.
In addition to seeking monetary damages, the suit would also seek an injunction barring Sony against further use of the technology in question. The case comes at a time sales of digital cameras in the U.S. last year surpassed sales of traditional film cameras for the first time ever. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.